Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 10. Anointing, is there magic in these sacred oil? Sickness is everywhere, and all too often it comes on us while we are too young. Moses said that the days of our lives are 70 years. And by reason of unusual physical strength they may be 80 years, but to succumb to cancer or some other fatal malady before those allotted years is tragic. It's in that circumstance that the afflicted person is to call for the elders of the church, to pray and to anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. The idea is that the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. But is there magic in these sacred oil? No, for we are not idolaters. Then why anoint with oil? Is it mindless obedience to a stipulated rule? A stern, do what God says if you want to be healed. Or could there be significance here that we are prone to overlook? The sacred oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And James assumes that the elders will be mature people in the church body, consecrated to the one who died for us, whose Christian experience is such that they can minister the Holy Spirit to the afflicted person. It's not a mere physical act. There is spiritual enrichment involved here through real forgiveness that is more than mere pardon. It's setting free from sin. A wise writer once said that 9/10 of the diseases from which people suffer have their origin in the mind. Sometimes a false doctrine such as the endless torture of the lost can so alienate a person's mind from Christ that there is an acute case of heartfelt enmity against God. And this can be unconscious, lying beneath the surface. This becomes the precondition of fatal sickness. To anoint such a one with physical oil is meaningless unless the elders can minister a message of peace and oneness with Christ, be reconciled to God. And there, of course, is the message of Christ's righteousness, the most precious message of what really happened on his cross, and what especially happens in his high priestly ministry on this cosmic day of atonement. In such an anointing, the person who is mentally and spiritually wearied is refreshed, and God's healing physical virtue can flow in the Greek word translated sick in James, chapter 5, verse 14 is tamo, which means to be exhausted. Come to him, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest.